Frank Acciaravalli joins us, a Flyers writer from the Philadelphia Daily News. Frank, thanks very much for being with us. And well, let's start in goal. It seems like, you know, so many times over the years, the Philadelphia Flyers' lack of success, if there has been some lack of success, because they've had some very good years as well, though, has started with some goaltending issues. And now on the injury front, they certainly have one with Steve Mason. How confident are they in Ray Emery to kind of right the ship here for a little while?
Oh, man, I'm totally surprised that we're starting off a segment talking about Flyers goaltending.
First time for everything.
I do think the Flyers are confident in Ray Emery. You know, I just wonder with this stretch of games, there's a lot of games in a few nights here. The Flyers are starting off an eight-game odyssey away from home, and they start off with three games in four nights in three different cities. And for a guy that's had some questionable hip injuries over the last few years, of course he had that major surgery that almost turned his career upside down, you sort of wonder how long he can keep up with three games in four nights in three cities, like I said. So I think the Flyers certainly are confident in him. He got them off to a decent start this season. He won their first four games in net, but he hasn't played a ton in a while, and like I said, you wonder how he holds up.
Well, we'll see. And it will be a tough stretch for him because Philadelphia certainly struggled on the road this season, only three wins. And maybe talk a little bit about that, Frank, because, you know, when you look at the difference between a team that makes the playoffs and a team that doesn't, it's the devil in the details. And every team in the NHL usually is pretty good at home. But if you can't be more consistent and pick up some more points on the road, even during those tough road trips, you're going to be on the outside looking in. 8-5-3 is pretty good home record for the Flyers, but 3-9-3, that's not going to be anywhere near good enough to make a playoff rush.
No, they're 27th in the league with their road record, like you said. And it's a little bit perplexing because their style is not all that different on the road. And they've actually been a pretty decent road team the last few years. So I'm not really sure exactly where this comes from. And I think the team has had a hard time pinpointing it as well. And I think it probably just speaks to the inconsistency that this team's had overall in their entire game. I think you mentioned it off the top with their lack of secondary scoring, and I think really the biggest problem for this team, people look at the secondary scoring as one of those issues, but it's really been the play in their defensive zone. They're inconsistent. They have a ton of turnovers. They have a hard time getting the puck out. They're pinned in their own end for long periods of time, and that's the thing that's really been the problem for this team.
Frank Acciaravalli is with us, Flyers writer for the Philadelphia Daily News. Roger Lajoie here, Sportsnet Today. Glad you're with us as we talk about the Flyers and the Leafs. They're coming up tonight. We have our pregame coverage starting at 5 o'clock with Gord Stellick and Mark Osborne right here on Sportsnet 590. The Fan. Stick around for that. Vincent LeCavalier has had a really distinguished NHL career. And I know he's battled some injury, and injuries were one of the reasons he was out of the lineup. But even when he was ready to come back, he was a healthy scratch and then plays 11 minutes the other night. The injury has got to be part and parcel of it. But Frank, boy, I'll tell you what, his play is just, I mean, he's just not anywhere near the player that he was. Now, that's going to happen over the years. But talk to us about what the expectations are the Flyers have of, I guess, 34-year-old Vince LeCavalier right now.
Well, I actually don't think the injuries have really anything to do with the way that he's played this year. I think he had enough time after the injury to really take his time and get back into skating shape, and Craig Berube made sure to give him that extra time. And he really, when he came back into the lineup, it was a lot more of what we saw from him last season. You know, he's had a great career, certainly a distinguished career, as you said, but he's really taken a step back with his foot speed. And I think that's the biggest thing that the Flyers are missing. But when you're paying a guy $4.5 million a year, he's actually making more than that in real dollars. But when you have a salary cap hit like that, you better be producing offensively. And he hasn't been able to do that consistently for the Flyers. I know that he still scored 20 goals last season, but there's a ton of expectations for a guy like him when he signs a big deal like that. So it's really been a tough thing for the Flyers to swallow, especially having him sit out for seven straight games. But, you know, he came back in the other night and was put back on the fourth line. So I think part of the other question that you need to ask is he being put in the best position to succeed? And I think the catch-22 for Craig Berube is that maybe Vinny hasn't earned it at this point.
Well, and that's very true. And if you haven't earned it, you can't give it to him. And especially Vince LeCavalier, if he's not going to be a top six forward for you at that salary and his pedigree and what he brings to the party, so to speak, then he's not going to be much of a help for you. So it's a tough situation for sure, Frank. Let's talk about some of the other players on this team. Jacob Voracek, we played a clip of him scoring a goal. He's done that a lot. He's got 12 goals, 38 points, and a little bit of a breakout season for him. So while LeCavalier has been disappointing, looks like Voracek's taken that next step as being an elite player in this league, Frank.
He's been, I think, the Flyers' most consistent player this season, perhaps other than Steve Mason. It's really been remarkable what he's been able to accomplish, I think. Just seeing him put this all together, you knew that with the points that he'd put up in the past, that he had those capabilities and that, you know, you saw those flashes of brilliance. But honestly, to be on this kind of pace, obviously he's over 100 points at this point, and he's never really scored more than 62, I think. So it's just been crazy to watch. At one point, he was on pace for 131 points this season, and while that slopes off a little bit, he still has been remarkably consistent and really one of the reasons that the Flyers can even talk about the playoffs at this point, because their secondary scoring dropped off so much, as you hit on at the top of the segment. You know, he kept them afloat for a certain number of games, and him and Claude Giroux. So the Flyers need to find that secondary scoring, but they also need to keep up the job that the top line has done, and certainly that's easier said than done when you have two guys like him and Drew that are big targets in this league.
Frank, we only got about a minute, but quickly, Michael Delzato, even going to play. Here's a guy who had a very humbling off season, struggled to get a contract. Flyers gave him the 1-year deal, and he's hardly been lighting it up either, from what I've been told.
Yeah, he'll be a healthy scratch tonight for the 7th time in 9 games, and it's really a remarkable run considering how well he played at the start of the season. He's a guy that even 3 weeks ago, Craig Berube was saying that he's been their most consistent defenseman. I really can't put my finger on why he's been out of the lineup so long. I thought he was playing better than quite a few of the other players that the guys have been playing consistently in their lineup. And I'm not sure why he's the guy that's continually the odd man out. And I think he's asking himself the same questions. And coming here, it certainly, and being in this situation, has to remind him of, you know, the tough year that he had last year going between the Rangers and Nashville, and it certainly can't be positive thoughts in his head.